Father says there are ancient Hebrew prophecies about a king, a Messiah, who will bring peace and forgiveness. This king will have lived for a time in Egypt. When he dies, his body will not decay. He will rise from the dead, and all other kings will bow down to him. All nations will serve him. The government will be on his shoulders. Some people in this city believe that because Alexander already conquered so much of the world and was in Egypt, he might be the Messiah, thus the many guards to protect his tomb. I keep coming to look at Alexander, to see if he shows life. Not yet. If the glass breaks, will he start to rot?
It seems from Cleopatra's description of his huge fancy tomb that this Alexander the Great was a pretty important guy to the people of Egypt. Alexander was a powerful military leader who conquered Egypt in 332 BC and added it to his huge empire. After his death, one of his generals, Ptolemy I, became king of Egypt. Remember, Cleopatra's father was named Ptolemy, which means that he was descended from the first king. Cleopatra is visiting Alexander's tomb to pay her respects to another Egyptian ruler who paved the way for her family's reign. Let's continue with the next diary entry on page 11, which is headed The Next Afternoon.
The Next Afternoon. Caravans arrived today from Gilead in Arabia. Their camels were loaded with treasures that will be traded for our grain. The merchants have pitched their striped tents outside the city wall near the canal that brings Nile water to Lake Mareotis. I watched from my roof garden, glad the stench of camels cannot reach me, though I always enjoy hearing the bells and bangles that hang from their saddles.